Spider-Man.
Say his name three times in the movie.
Spider-Man.
All right, well, I guess we'll go with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's go straight into it.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Today, surprisingly, by popular demand, yeah, people wanted us to do this one. Spider-Man 1 from 2002, the very first Spider-Man
movie.
Such
a good movie.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Solid movie.
Yeah, this podcast speedrun.
Fans wanted us to do another movie. We did another movie.
Yeah, we did.
Spider-Man.
And you know what? I think, as far as films go, I think it holds up.
It definitely does. Yeah. It's cheesy in places, but I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah, there's good cheese, and then there's bad cheese.
Absolutely.
There's some bad cheese in there.
There's some absolutely very stinky fromage.
Yeah, I'm Junior.
I'm Marcus.
Let's talk about it.
We're doing that thing that we talk and do the video and the pod.
There's no video.
There's no video. We don't do
video. Videos haven't been made in
We
years.
Don't do video. We haven't done a video in a year.
All right, so movie starts with this epic theme by Danny Elfman.
Shout out to Danny Elfman.
Everybody knows this song.
Absolutely.
It goes...
That's in the background too. Don't forget about that. The build up.
Everyone knows it.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing. It is such a good theme. Like, man, they don't make it like that anymore.
They don't make them like them no more, do they now?
Like, in the MCU, the only theme I can think of is, like, the Avengers one.
Yeah.
That's the only one I can think of.
Me too.
I know that for Doctor Strange, in this first movie and a couple of appearances after, they use a harpsichord.
Mm.
I don't know what the jingle is.
Me neither. Yeah.
Which is distinct. And then they got rid of it in the sequel.
Yep.
So lame.
They said, Doctor Strange, you... No, nothing for you.
Something that made you really unique.
You know, your unique thing? Yeah, screw that. We don't need that no more.
But yeah, so that movie, right, it starts with narration. Also, the whole movie, like, he narrates at the beginning and the end.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Me too.
I don't need narration through the whole movie.
Yes.
It's Spider-Man. We don't need him talking, man, you know, here's how I felt at that moment.
No, yeah, no. There's no real inner monologue about this movie
Which
other
is
than
crazy
the start and
because
the end.
There's a lot of gaps of silence.
Oh
where
my
Peter's
God.
Just
yeah.
there.
Yep.
Yeah, and I kind of respect that. That
even
just,
the
like, let the audience figure out how he's feeling.
The one point where there would be inner monologue in a regular movie, like when he's following Mary Jane, like before to catch the bus.
Yeah,
he's literally standing there down the street, and he says he's saying to himself, "Hey, MJ," like he's trying to get himself up to talk to her.
Right.
Normally, something you would do in your head. No, he did that out loud like a crazy person.
He's a weird dude.
He is a weird dude. I love this.
And it's funny because you know when he's in the movie, he's trying to get on the bus. Right?
Yeah.
And it's funny because, again, it's crazy talking about this movie because, like, everyone I know has seen this movie at least once.
Yes.
But, like, him running for the bus and stuff like that, the funniest thing about watching it as an adult is, like, even the bus driver is laughing at
he's
him.
He's all like, ah, look at that,
yeah,
dummy,
look at that dummy.
Dummy chasing
kid.
The bus. Catch a cab, idiot. Yeah,
then he gets on the bus and everyone hates him.
Yep. Even characters, like even kids in the school that you would expect to like somebody like this,
yeah,
hate
the,
him.
The dorky girl who's sitting by herself.
Yeah.
Nope, she wants nothing.
Sorry, to sorry. This seat is safe for my books.
Everyone hates him. Why?
Yeah. What did he do? What did he do? Yeah. Very good question.
We never figured that one out. But then, so they're like going to the school thing, and they go to this like. It's like a spider exhibit thing.
It's a field trip. Field trip to go check out spiders.
Yeah, and it's funny because you said to me, like, Harry, because he sees Harry there. Harry Osborn dropped off by his dad.
You know, Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Old school Rolls Royce. Nice
yeah,
car.
And like, Harry wants to be treated normally by the kids, but obviously, you know, oh, he's the rich kid, right? And it's kind of funny because you were saying, like, it's weird that they're friends, Peter and Harry.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, even as a kid, I always thought, no, it actually makes a lot of sense because, like, yeah. They're both shunned. They're both outcasts for completely different reasons.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Peter's reason? I have no idea.
I don't know why they don't like him.
They just don't like him.
Apparently, Harry doesn't know about it, though. He got there late.
Yeah.
He's never seen why people hate Peter.
Wait, Peter, you get bullied? You get bullied, really?
Oh, I picked the wrong friend. Jesus.
But yeah, and then we're like introduced to our characters, you know, we got... Peter Parker, Harry Osborn, Mary Jane Watson. And, you know, I think it's good casting. I just think a lot of the material is not very good.
No,
especially for MJ. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Rewatching this movie.
It's crazy because she's not a bad actress.
No, Kirsten Dunst is great.
She's actually really good.
Yeah.
Just the lines that they gave her for this movie.
Seriously.
Oh.
Especially, like, any time it's Mary Jane and Peter talking about, like, life.
Anything.
Just anything. It's written so weirdly.
Yep.
Like because I was saying, like, oh, it feels like something they put on a program at, like, in the morning.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's like
it's a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
It's a Hallmark movie. Yeah.
It's just really bad.
Anytime
like,
they're sitting there talking.
Script, the acting is
weird, like, dialogue.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's so bad. And that's a good example of bad cheese in the movie. Because, yeah, people say the movie's cheesy. I think it's very earnest in the fact that it's a comic book movie.
Yeah.
And I feel like with the MCU that we have today, we're spoiled, where it's like, that's what we expect.
Yeah.
Or even like The Dark Knight, Christopher Nolan doing that, and it's like, people now expect a more serious take on these characters and stuff, but I kind of like the cheese
in
some moments.
It's crazy, because we say a more serious take, but then in this movie that is cheesy and hammy,
quote, the cheesy movie,
they'll have moments that are, like, comedic, but they don't hold on it like the MCU does, where they drag it out.
Spider-Man, like, George of the Jungle
swings
into a wall and falls. Immediate cut to him home.
Yep.
Right? And it's like, like, that's a funny scene. Don't hold on it.
Yeah, no.
Move on. No jokes were made. No one reacted to him. Because the MCU would do that.
Yep.
We would sit on it.
The thing is, they also give you enough time to laugh about it, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, he hits the wall, and then it cuts straight to him walking into his house.
Yeah.
In that time where he walks into his house, nothing really happens.
No.
You just kind of see him go home.
It's a break. You get the laugh.
Giggle.
Out.
Get your giggle. Yeah. The lines are going to start coming back into the movie.
And it's funny because when he gets home, it's a really serious scene.
Yeah.
So even then, it's like the movie does handle tone well. I think personally, tonally, I think it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
Pretty consistent movie.
I absolutely
too.
Agree.
Because it handles heavy subjects well. Like, I love Uncle Ben, dude, just the whole scene.
Oh, yeah.
Great power comes great responsibility, right? And then it's like, look, man, I don't need you to lecture me. It's like, look, I know I'm not your father. Then stop pretending to be.
Literally a whole you're not my dad scene.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah,
it's done
no jokes
really
were
well.
Made.
Yep.
It's just played completely straight. He gets out, and he was telling a lie. Like,
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good writing. There's good stuff in it.
So, yeah, Spider bites him or whatever.
Yes, he gets...
he's taking pictures of MJ.
Everyone's pushing him while he's trying to do his job. I say job, but, like, for the school paper, why are they so mean to this kid?
Literally bullying him.
Also, I adore the fact that we put that movie, we turned that movie on, you went into Disney+, movie on minute one.
It's going.
Here's Spider. This is the man.
Yep. What more do you want?
Yeah.
What more do you want?
Came for, right?
You asked for this.
Like, I love that immediately. It's like, okay, he gets bit right away.
Y'all wanted a superhero, boy. Here's your hero. Here's the spider.
Look, he was a loser. He likes this girl. He gets bit by a spider. There you go. Done. It's great. And then, the origin story is very quick. And then after that happens, you know, Uncle Ben. This was funny, where, because it's just exposition.
Yeah, Uncle Ben's just talking about he lost his
job, and
we ain't got no money, I gotta feed the family.
Things always happen to us, Aunt May, and life's hard, and how come life is like this? If only some sort of arachnid-themed superhero.
And then Junior turns to me, he's all like, man, all Uncle Ben's lines are exposition, like, who talks like this? And I turn to him, I go... old people. Well, you haven't talked to an old person where they just tell you their whole day? For no, you didn't ask.
And it's the funniest thing because I'm like, nah, you're right.
Yeah, it's very real. The conversation is extremely real.
Who's he saying this to as well? Like,
his wife.
She knows.
She's already knows. She already knows this whole story. It's like, oh, here goes yapping again. Oh, he's yapping about money again.
Oh,
Jesus.
It's so funny. So yeah, then, like, you know, you learn about Norman, and again, appreciation for this movie's tone and, like, pace. I think the second act is probably the weakest.
It is.
Where, like, it's kind of like, okay, he has to do some superhero stuff, I guess. He talks to Green Goblin, okay, third act.
Yeah.
Like, Green Goblin finds out he's Peter Parker, third act.
Third act.
Like, the second act is... It's easily the weakest of the movie, but...
Third act is shorter than the second act, and it has a lot more going
third
on.
Third act is very quick.
Yeah. It's fast.
It is. But, again, for, like, pacing and stuff like that, I kind of dig that the B-plot is Norman.
Yeah.
Like, and everything relating to him. It's like, that's good. like give the antagonist stuff to do because there's so that's such a problem
in movies, a lot of
hero movie like superhero movies or comic book movies.
You never know what's going on with the villain.
Yeah, the villain he'll get like maybe a total of I want to say 10 minutes on screen, mm-hmm. and it's like, why are you doing what you're doing?
Literally,
but like Norman again, really quickly, it's like, hey, you own this company. And we want to do something without your involvement. We're getting rid of you. It's like, what? You can't do this to me. Ah, right. So yeah, we're going to give it to somebody else. Quest.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'll just use the goblin formula on myself.
Yeah, you know what? We can't test. In 2 weeks? We'll lose the whole company in 2 weeks. Shoot me up with some of that green juice.
That is the funny thing that he's just like, I can take it. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, really?
We had one test really, and bro? It failed.
Really, bro?
You really think
I'll
this is going to work?
Well, also, I said to Marcus, I'm like, okay, so hold up. Green Goblin and Spider-Man become Green Goblin and Spider-Man respectively in the same day.
Same day. A couple hours apart.
I said to him, I'm like, you know, if Norman did this even just 2 weeks earlier, he would have won. Yep. Spider-Man wouldn't have been around.
Nope.
Like, it's pretty funny.
Well, technically, Norman does win. He does exactly what he was supposed to do once he puts on that Green Goblin outfit. He kills his board.
Kills the competition.
He kills the competition. Yeah. And at that point, he's on top. Then a spider shows up that's like saving the day, and he's just like, no, I don't like that guy.
I can't have that.
He sucks.
I can't have you saving the day.
A hero.
Yeah, and that is another funny thing. Green Goblin's motivation, because it quickly goes from I need to keep my company afloat the way that I want it, yep. and I want to eradicate the competition, to I'm gonna like send innocent kids to their grave. Like, it's so weird.
I'm gonna burn a building down that's got a baby in there.
Just so I can have a
meeting with Spider-Man. Yeah. I'm gonna blow up a newspaper editorial just so I can be like, hey, where you get these pictures from?
Yeah, they'll know. They'll know who Spider-Man is.
Wild. Yeah.
Also, it's really funny because, you know, Peter gets bit by that spider and he doesn't go to the hospital because he's American.
Yeah, healthcare's crazy.
It's crazy. And another funny thing is the next day he's fine and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm great. And he looks down and he's like, yep, big change.
Big changes on me.
He's got a big spider.
My
dog.
Big spider dangling.
Yeah. Then he goes down the stairs and I never noticed this before, but like, yeah, he
like.
Like
a ninja right on the wall.
Right? Yeah. And then Aunt May says, my goodness. So she saw him.
Yep. I wish I honestly wish Aunt May's line was all like, you better not get no footprints on my wallpaper.
It's so funny, like, oh, so she's reacting to him.
My goodness.
He just did that.
Yep.
So yeah, then anyway, it goes back to school, it's lunch, and it's
cool. The iconic scene.
Yeah, where it's been shot. He learned about spider sense and his gooey web coming out of his
just busting nuts all over the cafeteria. Just
It's funny too because it's like, okay, they're eating like it's one apple and milk and
swap.
Yeah, and like
and
like
corn.
These grown adults, these 30-year-olds.
30-year-olds acting like high schoolers. It's the best.
I wish my high school lunch was that simple.
I don't. It looks disgusting.
Yeah.
Looks gross. I just eat the apple. All I would do is eat the apple.
We didn't have apples.
They didn't give me apples, man.
But yeah.
Lunch program, what's that?
He like does a bunch of backflips. He punches Flash Thompson.
Yeah.
And
square in the chest.
Yeah, he shoots webs and he like drags a food tray out.
Yep.
And I'm out here wondering, no one thought he was Spider-Man?
Nope.
Like, soon they're going to see some headlines, and no one thought.
My favorite thing, I was telling you while we were watching it, a couple years in the future after high school, they're just like, man, you know, I remember that one time in high school where that Peter Parker kid punched Flash so hard in the chest he flew down the hallway, and then he had webs coming out of his hands?
Yeah.
Hmm. Doesn't Spider-Man do that?
Yeah, isn't that exactly what
Spider-Man does? The same guy. That kid was a loser.
Yeah, that kid sucked. Everyone hated him. I don't even remember why, but we all did. Yeah. But yeah.
He took a bad picture, put it in the newspaper, and everybody hated him after that. They were all like, what the heck are you doing, bro?
Peter Parker's actually a terrible photographer. Yeah,
he's just bad.
Rolled up. What if?
He's just bad.
Because that's the only other information we have about him before.
Yep.
Is that he's like a photographer.
Yep.
So what if that's what it was?
Yep.
There should have been like one line.
You took like an embarrassing photo or something.
You don't let him take a picture of you, MJ. This guy sucks.
How are you still a photographer for the newspaper?
Every time you take these pictures, you make us look terrible.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if that was the reason.
Or he took a picture of the school basketball team, like, and it was all like, these are going to be your new champs. And then they lose and it's all like, yo, you...
Yeah,
you jinxed us, bro!
Even that, would accept as a reasoning. That would be pretty funny.
You know?
Like, it's totally not his fault at all.
Completely could have been avoided.
Out of his control.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then, it's funny, because at night, Peter Parker has, like, this whole conversation with MJ, because her dad
is
super abusive. Again, an interesting thing as far as, like, tone is concerned. Where Peter overhears, it's across the, like, houses.
Yeah.
And he hears, like, the whole argument happening between her
and
her
trash! Mom. Just like
just
your
like
mother!
And she's right there.
Yeah, her mom's home.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
And it's crazy to me, because it's like, again, like, stuff you wouldn't see in the MCU, I feel. It wouldn't be that raw.
Nope.
Just like, yeah, this sucks. This is MJ's life.
If it was in the MCU, they'd make it a whole plot point.
Yeah, and there'd be, like, music playing over it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, isn't she sad? And
In this movie, it's very interesting. It never really gets brought up. It's a part of
Marcus,
Mary Jane's character.
It never gets solved.
Yeah, no. She just... No, well, she moves.
Yeah.
She gets old enough and she leaves.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not living with my parents anymore.
It feels... something so raw about that.
Yeah. It's so real.
Yeah,
there's so much things in this movie that are just like, this is grounded.
Yeah. As weird as it is to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. There's a lot of things in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... And then this really funny thing happens where MJ, they have a whole conversation, again, really bad dialogue with the MJ and Peter.
They have a whole heart-to-heart.
They have a whole conversation. And then, it's funny because, like, Mary Jane's story isn't even a bad one.
No.
Where she wants to get out of this abusive house and she wants to be an actress so she can live on a stage.
Yep.
She wants to live an identity that she doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she wants to be an actress. It's like, yeah, that's cool.
That's why she dates rich men.
And that's what I think is funny.
Yeah.
So, like, Flash shows up with this car and she's like, oh, sorry, Peter, I gotta go. And then she's like, yeah, you got a new car, Flash! I love that she doesn't underplay her excitement running to his car.
It's so funny, because, like, 5 seconds ago, she was super sad and
like,
remorseful and talking to Peter. And then she's all like, new whip!
Yeah. Oh, Peter, I gotta
go. I gotta leave, bro. My boyfriend just rolled up with a hot-ass convertible.
Yeah, it's...
Vroom.
It's pretty funny.
You got engine, Peter?
And that seems to be MJ's whole thing through this movie, just the guy that can get her more things.
Yep. More opportunities.
She's an opportunist.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then Toby
and
sees
a cheater,
that.
But
sorry, Peter sees that. Toby, whatever.
Toby.
Peter sees that, and he's like, oh, he goes to his room, and he's looking through ads for cars. Do you remember this? People talk about this movie. I don't see them really talk about this scene.
Yeah.
He's going through ads for, like, cars and, like, how much money he needs, and... Again, instead of narration or him describing, like, saying, oh, I should get a car.
Yeah. It's all visual exposition.
It's so
funny.
It's a dissolve of Mary Jane behind him, followed by a car that, like, driving
towards
the camera, and it's like...
And then he smiles, he's like, ah!
Girl, car, oh! And then, yeah, he's looking for the cars, and they're all expensive, but then
he finds some cheaper ones.
Yeah, it's like $2,600, okay, cool. And right underneath that car ad is an ad to get $3,000 to go into a wrestling ring.
For 3 minutes.
Yeah, for 3 minutes. And it's great, because immediately it's like, okay, I know what he's gonna do. You know, makes the costume, makes the wrong costume.
Yep.
He draws a costume.
Does not follow
through.
He doesn't
make that costume.
Does not follow through.
I never noticed that.
Yep.
Until watching it just now. It's like, yeah, that's not the costume he makes.
Nope.
Until way later.
Yep. It's just a prototype.
It's like, oh, this is a cool idea. Anyway.
I could do this, but it's a little much, isn't it, right?
Where do you get the money to make the suit?
Bro, I don't know. Well, the camera, taking pictures.
Oh, I guess, yeah, Daily Bugle.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Actually, he was Spider-Man before he was taking pictures of Spider-Man. Like, he was in that suit.
For them to want pictures of Spider-Man, you'd have to be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, where did he get the money?
To make that suit?
Wow, that's actually a really good question.
Yeah. Huh. That only crossed my mind just now. Just like, wait, hold up, how?
Yeah, me too.
I thought you were poor.
Yeah.
Where'd you get all that material, bro? Fabric ain't cheap.
Oh. Especially that much fabric.
That fabric!
Of different colors and stuff?
You're sewing rubber to silk, bro.
Yeah, what the heck are you talking about?
But yeah, also, the bottom of his... this always bothered me as a kid. The bottom of his boot is black. You ever notice that?
Mm.
That always bothered me.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
I think it's because, like, they needed that. For, like, I think it was a practical reason. It wasn't like, oh, this is a design choice.
Yeah.
But I always hated that. It should be red.
Yeah.
Why would the design stop?
Because even when he's fighting Bonesaw, the bottom of his shoe is red.
Well,
the Nikes the or whatever. Yeah.
He's got
red bottom.
I like that outfit, by the way.
Me too.
The human ghetto, spider.
Human spider. Ghetto Spider-Man.
Yeah. I love that.
Broke Spider-Man.
So yeah, he goes into the wrestling ring, and Bruce Campbell, great choice.
Yep.
Is the announcer. And it's like, yeah, Bonesaw, this terrible guy, played by Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Bonesaw's ready!
Great casting, again, great casting. And I love to, again, it's not MCU-ified. Bruce Campbell asks, hey, what's your name, kid? It's like, the Human Spider. And it's like, that sucks.
That sucks.
It's like, ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Spider-Man. And I love that he says that.
Yeah.
And then Pete's like, no, no, you said my name wrong.
That's not my name.
Like, that's not what my name was. Come on, it was the Human Spider.
Get out there, dummy!
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And then all the girls are insulting and people are throwing things
popcorn and, like, drinks at the guy.
It's great because it's over the top, but it's like, this is a comic book.
Yeah.
You gotta go over the top.
Exactly.
You gotta go over the top.
Fergie's gonna break all eight of your legs in there!
You know what's funny? Okay, I'm gonna say this. Here's how that scene, if that exact scene was in the MCU, the biggest difference would be he would say his name is Spider-Man, and then the announcer would say, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then they'd keep going, like he'd still be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But they'd make fun of the actual name instead of giving him a good one.
Good name.
That's what would happen. That's the difference with the MCU, because I was making fun of the actual names.
Yeah.
Stupidness, bro. But yeah, that whole cage match happens. And the way he wins, he kicks him.
Kicks the absolute living life.
He keeps kicking him.
At a Bonesaw. Yep.
Full strength. No holding back.
Yep.
He's not pulling his punches.
Goes to show how strong Bonesaw is. He was ready. Bonesaw was ready.
He really was.
He was ready to take a beating.
It's a nice outfit. Did your husband get it?
Yeah, the quips.
So is Spider-Man homophobic, or is Spider-Man like, super progressive? Which is it?
Well, we'll never know.
When I was a kid, I didn't get that line. I remember asking my dad, is he calling him a woman? And my dad's like, no. And he never explained it to me. But I get it now.
Yep. That's funny. Is he calling him a woman? No, son. No.
Spider-Man. Okay, so he beats Bonesaw. Again, just tonally, man. And like understanding how this character is supposed to be as someone who's down on his luck. Unlike Peter Parker in the MCU, who, like, I lost a bag, Aunt May.
Yeah.
I'll just buy you a new one.
Literally.
Actual line in Homecoming.
The heck?
Yeah.
You could do that? Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
We're rich now.
But, like, he wins that match, and immediately he's underpaid.
Yep.
And for a good reason, too, where it's like, you're supposed to last 3 minutes. You didn't.
Yeah.
Like, you downed him in two. So it's like, okay. But like,
argument immediately would be like, that should be $2,000 then. That's the 2 minutes.
Literally, yeah. That's the only thing that I was kind of like, $100, bro. That is so, so much less than
$10. I'd let the man run too.
Yeah.
I would let the man run too.
I missed the part where that's
my problem.
Yo. Oh my God.
Hardest line of the movie, bro.
Actually,
bro. Hardest line of the movie.
I missed the part where that's my problem. Great.
Crazy,
great line,
bro.
But yeah, so yeah,
gets paid $100.
Yeah. So like immediately after a triumphant moment, he fails. Like we're presented with failure. We're presented with no. You thought this cool thing, but no, actually, the rug gets pulled out from under you. It's like I like that. And then you know the guy robs him, and instead of stopping him, it's like, well, hey man,
should have made me, man.
Yeah, if you paid me, this wouldn't have happened.
No, like, I would have stopped him easily.
It's great.
I'd have been in a good mood.
And then Peter gets out of there. And Uncle Ben is dead.
Yep.
Also, no, that was quick.
Bro. Yep.
We didn't see the man die.
What was Uncle Ben doing there?
He was in his car waiting for Peter.
Yeah, well, you find that out later on.
No, they say that.
Oh.
Yeah, they say, like, when he's running, that's my uncle. They tell him that.
Oh.
Yeah. They don't say he was waiting in his car. They say the carjacker took the car.
Took the car,
so
yeah.
Like, well, yeah, so he's probably just waiting there for Peter, which makes sense. It was nighttime.
Yeah, but at no point did Peter say, "All right, come pick me up." Peter said,
maybe
"I'm going
to
the library."
Surprise him, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he wanted to surprise him, but yeah. Uncle Ben dies, and another great thing, he doesn't have like any cool final words.
He doesn't say, "With great power comes great responsibility." Again,
no.
He says that while he's alive, and Peter doesn't take it
exactly. When he's dying, he only has enough time to say Peter's name twice. That's it. It's like great again, wonderful. writing-wise. Like, good.
And Peter Parker does the thing that... is so out of character for Spider-Man, but really in character for this moment, because it's his, like, first outing as Spider-Man. Oh, yeah. He goes feral. Yes. This man starts climbing buildings like in the most angry way that you can see Spider-Man climb buildings to murder a man. He's on a path of vengeance.
He's an animal at that point. And I love that this is the second time he goes to swing and like, again, being motivated by anger and everything, he just does it.
Yeah.
And like, he figures it out while he's doing it, but it's like, that's great that like, again... motive. It's not just I practiced enough times and now I'm good.
And even during that scene, his swinging isn't refined. No, like at the end of the movie, you see him like swinging like more like fluid. He finally like, gets it. Yeah. See Spider-Man, but at this one, he's all over the place.
So good, man.
Legs up everywhere, spinning around, but he's still going.
And he gets to the guy, and then like after seeing that it's actually the guy, he could have stopped.
Yeah.
You know. Well, you know what happened. Like the guy dies.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was interesting. That's like, you know, he didn't kill him, but I've always preferred. Whenever the guy dies, because then it shouldn't be like, oh, that guy's on the run.
Yeah.
Or Spider-Man should never talk to that man again.
Yeah.
We should never have that closure. Spider-Man should never have closure with the guy who killed Uncle Ben.
No.
Which
never.
Is kind of a thing I don't quite like about Spider-Man 3 where they retcon it.
Being yeah.
Like Marco, I'm not a big fan of that. I do like that he says, I forgive you, though, but that's for another movie. Conversation for another movie. Anyway, here's what's really wild. The scene after that. Peter's graduating.
Yeah.
From high school.
Straight up.
So it's like, there was a time skip.
There was.
Yeah.
A pretty big one.
Yeah.
A decently big one. Because Mary Jane does talk about graduate, like, what are you going to do after you graduate, right? So obviously it's coming up there in their last year of high school. But we don't know when. Clearly it's like fall. Because they're in jackets and everything.
Uh-huh.
So.
The leaves are there.
Which means it's the beginning of school.
That is weird. That is very weird.
And the parade seems to be happening in summer, because it's very sunny.
That makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
We went from fall to summer. We went backwards.
Yeah. There's no winter.
Nope.
Winter's never talked about.
That would have been cool, too.
Yeah. Spider-Man in the snow.
Swinging in the winter.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it is crazy how the movie has a whole time skip, and like, it just happens.
Yep.
There's no big screen thing that says like, 1 year later. Nope. None of that. It's just, yeah, okay.
Time watch the movie.
Figure it out.
Yep.
Yeah, and then, yeah, Peter lives with Harry. Harry's dating MJ.
Yeah, but he doesn't tell him.
No.
Doesn't let him know.
Yeah. And I think it's funny because it's like, so, why is MJ dating Harry?
Literally.
Why?
Literally.
What's the reason?
There's just, like, this scene at graduation where Harry sees his dad talking to Peter. It's all like, man, my dad loves my best friend more than me.
I'm gonna take my best friend's girl.
In spite of that.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is very strange.
Yeah. But yeah, so then that happens.
Yeah.
And then Daily Bugle. And it's the 50s.
Yeah, Daily Bugle offices look like it's from the 50s. They're like, get me pictures of Spider-Man.
I'll make him infamous.
Here's what he famous. I'll make him infamous. Love J. Jonah Jameson,
man. Yeah, then you find out, like, Mary Jane's working at a diner.
Yep.
She tried to be an actress, but she can't act.
Yeah, she sucks.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then, I love, this, and you pointed this out, too, just like... Pete's like, hey, MJ. She's like, buzz off!
Buzz off, creep!
It's like, it's me, Peter. Hey!
Immediately flips! I hate all men, except for the few that I know. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's New York City.
Yeah.
To be fair?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
But yeah, so then, like, Peter's like, I'm thinking of getting into more photography, you know? I'm going to work for Daily Bugle. And then he brings pictures of Spider-Man because he sees an ad.
It's the biggest front page spread. No pictures on it, just reward for pictures of Spider-Man.
Yeah, and he's like, I'll do it. And then it's funny because if you look at those pictures, most of them, okay, sure, if you set up a camera, no problem. There's one of Spider-Man climbing up a building.
Yep.
How did he get that? How would Peter have gotten that picture? How does no one figure out that?
The person taking the pictures is Spider-Man. How, like, who's setting these up? You just knew Spider-Man would be in the area, so you set a camera up there ahead of time that was on, like, a timer?
It's crazy.
Or something? No, Peter.
But yeah, then, like...
He brings in the photos. He gets $300.
Yeah, well, it's like, you be freelance, man. Don't actually work for us.
Oh, no, I want a job. Bro, I just gave you $300 for one night of work.
Why are you complaining? So then, yeah, there's a parade, right? And then...
Yes.
Green Goblin shows up.
Yeah, it's because...
Harry's there, Mary Jane's there.
And... So there's a little bit of a Green Goblin storyline, and it's all like, yeah, we're selling the... We're selling the company to Quest... You're gonna get fired. You're gonna step down. Norman
killed them.
Yeah, Norman goes to the parade. All of them. Vaporizes them.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Okay, so Quest is the people he destroyed.
Quest is the people he blows up.
His own people.
Yeah. But he blows up the Quest guys, and then his own people are all like, yeah, we're actually gonna sell the company to the guys that you just killed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's all like,
okay, well, yeah, Green Goblin time, and then he throws a pumpkin bomb that turns them into skeletons.
And then the skeletons vaporize.
Yeah. What?
I don't know what.
Why don't you use that against Spider-Man?
Why don't you use that against anybody? You are an absolute menace.
Could you imagine he throws the bomb and he sees what happens? He's like, oh my god. Like, he didn't know.
Wow, these are strong.
I want to see that cut of the movie where he actually does not know what each bomb does. He knows it does something destructive, but he doesn't know
how it works. Vaporizes a whole section of that balcony. Like, there's just a hole, like a perfect radius circle. No,
what happened?
No remains.
Where did it go? Yeah.
Oh, that's also a crazy bomb. No evidence left.
Yeah, nothing.
Like, he's a top tier criminal if he's out here doing that.
Yeah. And it only worked on the people. Like, their surrounding was fine.
Everything else is around there?
Yeah.
Structure, like, that's a great military weapon. It's very humane.
Why is the military making these grenades, bro?
What I don't know who they're trying to kill.
Hey, yo, Oscorp.
I'm pretty sure bullets work just fine.
All we know about Oscorp is their floors are green, and their chemicals are green, and their monitors are green.
And they make weapons for the military.
Really outlandish weapons for the military.
Yeah. Oh, and they also do bio stuff, too, to make serums.
Super soldiers.
For the military. Yeah.
What is Oscorp,
man?
It's always funny, because in the later... versions of Spider-Man, Oscorp is like either, oh, we made the spider, or like,
yeah,
it'll be like a tech company. I like it as though, no
we just,
we're arms dealers.
We make weapons. That's how I got all my money.
Yeah,
see all these masks? I ain't get it for being nice, right? That killed a bunch of indigenous communities.
They did not deserve it. They were completely innocent.
Norman Osborn's always been evil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Goblin served him. He was already
schizophrenic.
Like,
this just made him nuts. This just put it on 10.
It just made him strong.
He always had it in him.
He was already crazy.
Always had it in him. That's why they didn't want him on the board.
Yeah. Yo, could you imagine if, like, seriously, that's all it was? Like, no, the serum didn't actually make him crazy.
Nope. Just put all those thoughts that were inside outside.
Yep. But yeah, so... And that's the scene where we see MJ and Harry at the parade. And, like, Harry tries to kiss her and she's like, no.
Curved.
And it's just like, why are you dating him? Is it for the money? So then, Green Goblin shows up and fights Spider-Man. And then Spider-Man stops him. And then Green Goblin says... We'll meet again, Spider-Man. It's like, that's great.
It's
wonderful.
So funny.
Just give me that comic book cheese. So then what happens is...
Spider-Man saves MJ, and then he says, like a somebody.
Who are you? Why was my hair going the wrong way when you were saying?
Oh, yeah.
But also, so it's really funny, because immediately after that, right, Goblin, I guess he's like, oh, man, the Spider-Man guy's a problem. I gotta figure out what to do to stop him. And I guess he was sitting down reading the newspaper off screen, and he's like, whoa, these pictures are great. Who took them? Daily Bugle. Oh, I know what to do. Goes to the Daily Bugle and blows it up. Jameson, you slime. Who does the pictures of Spider-Man? I don't know, I get them in the mail. Great scene, too. Jameson covers for Pete.
Yeah.
Not rat him out.
What a good dude that Jameson,
man. Scene, you can interpret it one of two ways. Either, he's a good dude, or, no, his journalistic integrity is more important than his own life. Like, he puts the job before it.
See, no one can say... Yo, that's why J. Jonah Jameson is the dog, bro. Actually, that man's a worker.
Actually, though, yeah.
He's out here.
It's great.
Good, yo.
And then, favorite character. Also, very limited screen time in that in first movie.
In this first movie, yeah.
Which is, because I'm here thinking, oh yeah, he has a bunch of scenes. He has like two.
Two. Yeah. And it's wild that that was enough to solidify
seriously,
him.
As J.K. Simmons?
Jonah Jameson for all Spider-Man movies.
Literally, though, yeah.
He's the only person.
It was perfect.
Yep.
Just perfect casting. Even, you know, honestly, everyone in the Bugle.
Yeah.
Everyone plays their parts really well.
Yeah, they're all good.
Everyone. But yeah, again, great casting. Spider-Man shows up, and Goblin turns around, sleep, sprays gas out of him, sleep, falls asleep. Spider-Man wakes up, and then Goblin's like, look, man, don't be a hero, all right? It won't take long for them to hate you. Be like me. We should work together. Again, I love this villain. I love that the villain, like, isn't immediately like, I hate you.
Yep.
You're evil. Like, I'm evil, you're good, therefore we must fight.
Nah.
Like, no. Maybe we should work together.
It's like, hold on, wait a second. Another superhero freak?
Yeah, dude, we could take over the world.
We could really...
Or we could fight each other until everything is destroyed. What do you want? It's like, I kind of like that.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, think about it. And then he leaves, and then we start the weird second act of this film. So,
where Spider-Man just does things.
He just literally does things. There's a scene where MJ... It's raining, and these guys are smooching at her. Now, when I was a kid, I didn't quite understand
what was going to happen. Where they're trying to do?
Yeah, like where are their guns? Where's their knives? What are they going to do, Dad? And he didn't tell me.
Yeah, well, fair.
What were they going to do to her?
Yeah, well,
there were four of them. Yeah, what were they all going to do to her?
Crazy, weird.
Yeah, it was weird. And then Spider-Man shows up and beats them up without his mask. And then he runs behind a corner and then appears behind her. He instant transmissions behind her. Yep.
Learn from Goku.
Has his mask on. And then she kisses him. This is while she's dating Harry Osborn, by the way.
Literally cheating.
Belongs to the streets of that MJ. But yeah, so then Spider-Man saves a kid, a baby, from a building that's on fire. And then he saves the baby. Cops are like, yo, man, I want to arrest you. And then we hear a loud woman screaming. And it's very clearly a woman.
Yep.
And it's like, there's someone else up there. It's like, okay. I'm going to go up there, officer. It's like, I'm going to be here when you come back. It's like, not coming back, chief.
I won't be there. You can stand here for as long as you want, chief. I will not come back to this spot.
I love that one. Not coming back, chief.
Sorry, chief.
Nice try.
I'm a vigilante to the death.
Also, just that. And I said this to you. I'm like, it's funny that Peter's morality is already established as like, I don't trust the police.
The
or, like,
cops suck.
I'm better than them. Because like, unlike, it's not like Gotham where the police are corrupt and like they suck at their job. We've never been shown that.
Nope.
In any Spider-Man comic. Usually they are very good at their job.
Yep.
So it's funny that Spider-Man's just like, hey, yo, look,
yes,
I'm better at this.
Nah, it's because on his Walkman, he listens to a lot of NWA, and his favorite song is F the Police. You know, he just knows that they're just...
Yeah, there's a record in the back of his room if you look closely.
Yeah. He just knows that they're going to hold down the black man, and Spider-Man fights for equality, okay?
They don't know what color he is.
He wears a mask.
There was a comic, straight up, there's a Spider-Man comic where to get out of a court case, J. Jonah Jameson has all this evidence against Spider-Man, and what Spider-Man says in court is, Jameson's mad at me because I'm black. Because, yeah, I'm... It's really funny.
This is a hate crime.
Like, what? I didn't know. Like, how am I supposed to know? He wears a mask. So, like, but no one knows.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, they believe him.
Well, you know, it seems like he operates in Brooklyn, so high chances that he could be a black man. Jonathan, are you racist? Is this a hate crime? I'll drop the case.
But in that building, that woman screaming was actually Green Goblin.
Yeah.
How?
It's such a funny prank, too. I love it.
So then he throws another random grenade, and this one turns into, like,
blades.
Spinning blades.
Yeah.
That go back, and they're like boomerangs.
Yep.
What? Can I have, like, a, like, Justin... Arson, someone. Can someone send me a list of goblin grenades, please? Last time I checked, they just blew up.
My favorite thing, like, in my head canon, I don't think he has any idea what these grenades do.
Expecting them to blow up.
He thought he was going to vaporize them.
They started swinging past them and then coming back towards Goblin.
Goblin's like, whoa.
These ones come back at me.
These are kind of cool.
I want a villain like that. He's like, he's super powerful and everything, but he has gadgets that
he doesn't know what the heck they do.
He knows they're dangerous.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how dangerous these are.
But yeah, so Spider-Man gets cut. And then we cut. And it's Mary Jane and Aunt May and Harry
Osborn. It's Thanksgiving suddenly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's suddenly Thanksgiving. American
Thanksgiving.
Also, that's in October?
November for...
Is it November? Yeah, November. Yeah. November in America. In
Canada, it's
in October. So,
bro. Yeah, time flies in Spider-Man. What is this
movie?
Oh, man, it's Spider-Time. Also,
Spider-Time.
Spider-Time. Rewind. So, earlier, I mentioned the Spider-Man ding-a-ling.
Oh.
He looks, well, big change. When he goes to try and talk to MJ and he's shy,
yeah,
I said, oh, cool, you got a spider dong, but you don't have spider ball.
Yeah, you ain't got the guy.
Where are your spider balls?
Where are your spider balls? You got a big old spider dong, but where's your spider sack?
Coward. Blood drops while he's on the ceiling, iconic scene, and somehow Norman Osborn's able to hear it. Not because of the goblin serum, just Willem Dafoe's giant ears.
His big, goofy Dumbo ears. He's all like, I heard that.
Huh, someone else is here. And then I even when I was a kid, I always imagined after the blood drops, Spider-Man's quickly like fumbling around.
Yeah, get out of here! To get out.
So how does he move that fast? But yeah, so then Norman's like, I gotta go. And then Harry has a conversation with Norman outside in the hall, and man, these walls are thin. He's like, look, all these women are the same, Harry.
Yo, he basically says that. He's like, all these women are the same, Harry. Your mother went to you for the money.
She just wants your cash. And then Harry says, she's not like that, Dad. She's not like that, right? And then he's like, what's the last thing Norman says?
I think it's like, you'll see the, like... In time, you'll see, or whatever. I don't know. Something really.
He closes on such a like.
It's misogynistic. Such a
hard line. That's yeah. Like, jeez, yeah. Dude. Yeah, and then Harry goes back into the house, and then MJ's like, "Thanks for sticking up for me, Harry."
Yeah.
Like he did though.
Yeah, he did. He did.
He did.
There's no point what that he agree at? With his dad.
Exactly. And then he starts acting like his dad. It's like, oh no.
Yeah. It's like ah. I see it now.
And then Peter's just sitting there the whole time.
And Aunt May's just watching, yeah. Bro.
Aunt May says something. He's she like, does. Osborn. Like, don't speak like that. Yeah, but Peter's just sitting there. It's so funny to me. It's like, I missed the part where that's my problem.
I missed the part where that's my problem.
So then, bro, Goblin realizes, oh, Peter Parker is Spider-Man? All right. Next scene. Okay, I mean, there's a scene in between.
Yeah.
Where Goblin's like, go for his heart, and yeah. Here. Next scene. Aunt May is praying. This is my favorite scene so in this movie.
Good.
Aunt May's praying, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those who debt us. And deliver a...
boom! Whole side of the house
the explodes. The whole house. Yo! The whole house just wrecked on the other side. And she's screaming, she's crying, Goblin flies in. Finish it! Deliver us! Finish it!
From evil!
Bro, I can't with... Yo.
Norman
MCU Osborn. Would never...
No, Norman.
Let's say finish the scripture.
It's so funny.
Was he waiting for her to get to that part of the prayer? Bro, was he waiting
outside on the hover thing?
I'll wait for her to say, deliver us from evil. I'll wait. Comes in a little too early. Finish it!
Oh darn, I missed my cue.
Sorry, I'm too early.
Got excited.
It doesn't happen. It's never happened before.
This doesn't happen to me normally, Aunt May. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
To most girls, I never finish early. This is weird on me.
So yeah, then,
got some experience on you.
Aunt May, that happens, and then she's in the hospital, and this long scene, this really God. Long yeah. Hospital scene happens. And then the Goblin, Peter calls MJ because he realizes, oh, yo, Goblin's going to go after her.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, shoot. The Goblin's like, yo, meet me on the bridge at midnight. And that's not what he says.
No.
What he actually says is, ha, ha, ha.
Can Spider-Man come out to play?
And Spider-Man says, where is she? And then it's nighttime. We go from daytime to nighttime immediately, and she's on the bridge. What was he doing between those hours? I have no idea. And then Goblin's there, and like, oh, Spider-Man, this is why it's bad to be a hero, because all it takes is a lunatic, comes around, he's got a sadistic choice. You know, save the woman you love, or suffer the little children. And then, yeah, Spider-Man saves both of them.
Yep.
Even though he goes for the girl
he
first.
He goes for Mary Jane first.
It always bothered me as a kid, that we cut away, we cut back, and he's immediately sprinting towards her.
It's yep.
Like, really, bro?
Didn't even think about them kids. he said.
He just happened to swing around and, oh, I can save them all! Oh my gosh!
Oh my god, wow, you timed this wrong, Goblin. I was gonna let these kids die. You know, I hate kids, Goblin. I don't...
So yeah, he saves them, then New York saves him, and literally New York saves
New
him.
York saves
the Green Goblin grabs them, brings them into an abandoned building so that no innocents can be involved. And then, literally, they have this great smackdown.
It's a one-sided smackdown.
Yeah, he's curb-stopping Spider-Man.
Spider-Man gets blown up by a grenade, he's suit true. Ripped off, and then Green Goblin, no hesitation, just beats the living snot out of the guy.
He leaves all his gadgets on the glider.
Yep.
Just to beat him up.
Just said, I don't need tools.
Yeah.
These hands. I got these hands. I got F and A and F and B. And they're hungry for blood.
Beating him up. And then he makes the mistake of mentioning his girl. That's what does it.
Yeah.
Heroic second win.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man starts beating him up, and then it's like, ah, dude, it's me, it's Norman.
Whoa, don't hurt me, I'm an old man.
And it's like, but bro, you killed all these people. It's like, nah, the Goblin did. It's like, but bro, you killed all these people.
Yeah.
Like, that's how that happened. That is that conversation.
Yep.
And then it's like, glider, come. And then Spider-Man backflips, and then it's like, oh no.
Stabs him right in the penis.
Yep. And it's like,
right it.
Too bad I don't have any spider balls.
If I had spider balls, I'd live.
His last line is, don't tell Harry, which I never noticed before, but there's a lot of that line in this movie.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, those are like the arc words, you know? Yep.
MJ hits him with a don't tell Harry that...
She hits it with him after he hits her with it.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, it's interesting. Don't tell Harry. So then, yeah, he brings Norman Osborn, not to a hospital.
To his house. So crazy. Because the cops are going to think it's
CEO
your best
Norman
friend.
Osborn.
The only person in this apartment is your best friend.
Yep.
You're planting evidence on this. You were making him look like a murderer.
Literally.
What kind of friend are you, Spider-Man?
Then there's a funeral scene, like most Spider-Man movies, at the end.
Yep.
And then MJ's like, yo, you know when I was being dangled by Green Goblin? I was thinking of you, Peter. And Peter's like, I missed the part where that's my problem. And... I wish
he said that.
I missed the that, bro. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
I missed the part where that's my friend. I guess you can't make him too much of a cool guy.
Nah. But we all seen what MJ's been doing.
Literally, why would I'm glad.
Yeah.
Glad he turns her down.
Nah, she's bro. She's with Flash. Literally, Flash breaks up with her at graduation.
Well, she breaks up with Flash at graduation.
Yeah, she breaks up with Flash at graduation, and then immediately moves on to Harry.
Yeah.
Full no stop.
Someone she doesn't like.
Yep. Yeah.
Probably with him for his money.
And then, she's saved by Spider-Man, kisses the man.
Yeah.
Makes out with the man.
Harry.
Yep.
And then asks Peter Parker about, like, Peter Parker, a guy she's gonna, in, like, a couple of hours, say she loves. She asks him about the guy that she's into.
I really love
Spider-Man.
Knowing
that Peter Parker knows that she's with Harry.
Yep.
So, she's telling Peter.
Yeah, don't tell Harry, please. I'm in love with a superhero. And I kissed him. Awkward.
Yeah, that happened.
And then afterwards, a couple hours later...
You know what, Pete?
The person that I should have been with has been right under my nose this whole time.
Sorry, MJ, my spidey senses are tingling. And I know a hoe.
My spidey senses are tingling, and they're telling me that you are trifling.
Yeah, the movie ends with them swinging, and it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
But who am I? I'm Spider-Man.
Always love when they say the title. I know that it's the character, but I like when the last line
is
the title
of the movie. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, no. Top tier movie. I love it.
Actually, yeah.
It's a really good 2000s film.
It's a great example of, like, how to adapt a comic book.
It is.
In so many ways,
it absolutely.
Is.
And it's like, it was like the starting place of modern superhero movies.
It was.
You know?
Yeah, there wasn't quite a blueprint yet. We had Superman, we had Batman, but... Those were two very different movies.
That's another thing. This movie, you can tell there was no blueprint yet. It's all over the place.
It really is.
It's just all over the... It's fun. It's cool. The story's cohesive. But, like, the things that happen that aren't, like, main story things, you're just like, what?
Why are we doing this?
This is happening.
Yeah. He's just being a superhero, which is nice, because the MCU never does that.
Nope.
Superheroes aren't superheroes. They're, like, vigilantes that stop one specific villain for that week.
For that week. Yeah, because they're messing up with their stuff.
Specifically theirs.
The only person that
saving innocence.
Doesn't do that in MCU is Captain America.
He's a soldier.
Yeah, he fights
most
for America.
Are, like, most of them are just soldiers.
Yeah.
In the MCU, it's weird.
It is very strange.
Yeah.
The conclusion I came to at the end of that movie was I felt like Spider-Man 1 was supposed to be like a standalone Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, it does feel that way.
It just seemed like it was supposed to be a one and done.
Mm-hmm. Like, here's the origin story of Spider-Man, done on film.
Yeah.
The end.
But then it did so well, they were just like,
let's make another one.
Give me some more of those.
Yeah, and then 2 is often regarded as the best one.
Spider-Man movie.
When I was a kid, I did not really like 2 as much.
I haven't watched all 2.
You've never watched all 2. Maybe we'll watch Spider-Man 2 next. Not next, but like as our next
down
movie.
The road. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's great things in it. I see why people say it's better than 1. As far as like the writing's better in 2, I would say that.
Yeah, I mean,
the writing's a lot better in 2.
As I said, this movie feels like it wasn't supposed to have a franchise. Like they were just like they're like, oh, Sony wants a Spider-Man movie. I guess we'll write it.
Yep.
Sure.
And after this, we got Hulk. We got Daredevil. We got a Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
We got
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. We got a bunch of other superhero movies after this. Yeah, so it was the beginning of that.
Paved the way for the MCU.
Yeah, it really did.
Yep.
And then they ended up being part of the MCU.
Yeah.
Funny, eh?
With a different Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They had to go through 3 iterations of Spider-Man until they're all like, this is our guy.
Yeah.
But then he's going to grow up. And he's going to be an adult that doesn't look like Spider-Man anymore.
Well, I was more referring to like No Way Home, where it's like, hey, here's Tobey Maguire. So he's in the MCU.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
And then Norman Osborn,
is in the MCU. That's true.
Murders Aunt May in the MCU.
Got
which
aunt
is funny, because then he's sent back. When's he sent back? So when the glider goes right through him, it's so weird.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing about the MCU, like No Way Home, where it's like, let me make him better in Tom Holland world, and then bring him back to mine. It's like, he's just gonna die.
Yeah.
What's the point?
You're literally gonna bring him back to the point that he's gonna get speared in the penis again.
Because if he doesn't, then what? Harry has no grudge against Spider-Man. You don't have Spider-Man 2 or 3.
Yep.
Like, what?
Is this MC Marvel's way of retconning the original Spider-Man movies?
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it. I love that movie. It's great. It's a good kids movie. It's a good family movie.
Top tier movie. I really like it.
It's just a good movie.
It's a fun movie. Yeah. You can just throw it on.
Seriously, you could.
You really just throw it on and
not
even.
You're not going to miss much.
Yeah.
Like, you're good. If you look away, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my thoughts.
Spider-Man, man.
Thanks for voting for this one.
Absolutely. It was a good watch.
Yeah.
Good watch, good talk. Our movie podcasts tend to be shorter. We kind of just
this it's a movie.
Yeah, there's not much to
think. It's not life changing.
Yeah.
Sam Raimi. I'm YouTuber Mr. ZYW, and I'm gonna tell you why Sam Raimi's movie changed my frickin' life. See, when I was a kid, I couldn't get a boner, but this movie, Kirsten Dunst's nipples are the first I've ever seen. No, you won't find that here. Okay?
Video essay on why the Green Goblin was right.
Yeah. He's definitely right. Remember when he was holding those innocent kids? F them kids.
F them kids. This is a good story of abortion. This is why you don't want children.
Literally. Like, no, you're not going to find that kind of commentary here. Because you know what that's called? Pulling it out of your butt.
Yep, little nonsense.
Want to make things up and call it entertainment?
Get the F out of here.
This is the 2000s, baby. We didn't put up with that garbage back then. We didn't.
Oh, man, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. In
times were better.
Well. Hey, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I can't even say that.
That's a Marcus line, Junior. What the heck?
Times were better, bro.
Whoa.
You asked a girl out on a date, she said yes or no. It wasn't, here's my Instagram, followed by my Snapchat, followed by my ifs, ands, or maybe situationships. You know what happened? Yes or no.
Or no.
Do you want to get a hamburger? I'm like, brother was asking her for a hamburger.
Bro, he even tells her how much he has in his wallet. He's got 784.
There's no issue.
And she's
fam.
Like, bet.
She's like, yeah, let's get
him. Oh, but I gotta go to dinner with Harry. It's like, okay, sure.
Cool.
Understandable.
You a hoe anyway.
Yeah, you a hoe anyway.
Woo! All right, tune in to Peter Marcus. And what's our next?
I don't know.
Wow, so this is going out in March, so then April will
April,
be the next
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's your birthday.
Yeah, we'll talk about stuff.
Yeah, we'll do a talk episode.
Yeah. Alright, bye.
I'm throwing out the peace sign. You can't see because it's audio only. Good night, Junior Burgess. Don't forget to comment down below! Junior and Marcus!